This podcast is sponsored by Linode. Accelerate innovation with simple, affordable, and accessible Linux cloud solutions and services. See why developers around the world trust Linode. Try it free today. Try it at linode.com. Enjoy the podcast. This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Anupam Nandwana, who's the CEO of P360. Anupam, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you for having me.
This is really exciting. We're going to be talking about a recent announcement you made. We're going to be talking about the Zing Engagement Suite and a UCaaS solution that you guys are talking about and discussing with our whole community. But before we dive into those details, what is P360?
Sure. P360, we as a company are dedicated to life sciences industry solution provider. We cater to pharma, biotech, med device companies. And as you can imagine, this industry is highly regulated industry, and what you can and cannot do, it's very specific. Our core area of expertise include managing the sales, marketing, commercial enablement for these large companies. So in a simpler word, a pharma rep, if you were in your doctor's office and you saw somebody coming in trying to get doctor's attention, like a pharmaceutical company rep, and speaking with doctors, so that whole engagement process from start to finish is what our company supports. We support from data analytics perspective, which company, which doctor, which rep should visit who. And then we have invested heavily in making that engagement possible. So our specialty lies in making that connection, then also helping pharma companies navigate through the compliance and regulatory requirement associated around that. So the technology plays a central role in it, but there is a much more which goes around it to make that engagement happen. And we work with from top five pharma companies in the world to small individual mid-sized companies as well.
So what is the Zing Engagement Suite?
Right. So the way I would look at Zing Engagement Suite is in a regulated and compliant UCaaS offering. So we are not your UCaaS in the traditional sense. We don't sell ourselves as a mass communication provider. But what we have been able to do is take all the communication channels, whether it's a text messaging, voice calls, video calls, and put them together along with some enhancements brought out by cloud and AI, whether it's an intelligent bot or artificial intelligence driven content moderation or letting QR code. So all these different engagement channels in one platform, and that platform is fully connected with clients' commercial infrastructure. So if there was a large company who wanted us to come in, they would take our platform, it goes on top of their CRM. It has a both-way communication to the major CRM platforms pre-built. And it provides these pharmaceutical reps an easier way of communicating with doctors. But most importantly, it also gives their compliance department full overview of entire transaction. Historically, pharma hasn't been able to use some of the channels such as text messaging because they couldn't get access to the data as easily. And it's very hard to fit it into the business process. That created two major problems. One, you are risking it because everybody is texting, everybody does, whether we know it or not. But if your compliance officer doesn't know what you're texting on behalf of company, you are putting the whole enterprise at risk. And the second half of it is your marketing group is not as happy because they can't use that channel efficiently. So as we can see, we are in this media overload, information overload era where every single person is getting information from all corners. So what naturally has happened is we start delivering bite-sized information. And that's true for the doctors as well, right? They are working multiple locations, they are going through these busy days trying to cater to their patient, and they're overworked. We I think we have all heard several stories about how grinding the job is and how frustrating it is for them because they could be working 12, 14, 16 hours. On top of that, they have to meet their own regulatory burden and educate themselves with what information I can bring to my patient. How do I treat them better? What drugs are available? And the way to get that information is through these channels pharmaceutical companies provide them. And making that engagement easy is the paramount, right? So everybody can get a text message and say yes or no. Let's take a typical example. We have heard about like heart pacemakers. A patient had to get a pacemaker. It's a medical device. A rep will have to be in a doctor's office for that doctor to put that in a patient. So for aligning three parties, making sure everybody is like getting in the same time, communicating, going back and forth. And that's a very simple example. Or you might have a rare disease specialist who's looking for some clinical study and ability to text somebody and say, hey, can you send this to me? It just makes their life so much easier. So the whole platform is designed to help doctors communicate with the pharma and biotech companies and get information and have that two-way engagement.
This is really a customized platform. This is purpose-built.
It is very, very purpose-built, and it's driven around a lot of, we have gone to the extent where every single business workflow, which should happen, whether it's mandated by government or whether it's best practice or the industry standards, we have captured it. I will give you a very small example. If you went to your doctor's office and there was a drug doctor was prescribing it, say, hey, Doug, would you like this sample to try before you get on this prescription? And you get that sample. But for that doctor to get that sample in their hand, there is a whole workflow to it. Who can get samples, how many samples you can get, how you can get it, how do you capture signature, how do you sign that receipt? Because end of the year, pharma companies are responsible for reporting to FDA, okay, Dr. Doug Green got this many samples for this product at this lot number, this batch number, so on and so forth. So having, and that's a very simple example I'm giving you. I hope you can understand, like there are pretty complex situations which happen, right? Some drugs are approved for pediatrics versus adult population. Some drugs are allowed to be used in both. So all of this back and forth needs to happen from one platform. And as I'm speaking now, you can understand, like, and a lot of your audience is coming from this telecom background. It's not as apparent when we look at the communication channel as just the engagement, right? So that's why we took this initiative. Also, one of the things which we thought was very important, we are in post-app era. Like what I mean by post-app era is, last 15 or so years since iPhone came out, we have had several apps on our phone and we have used that. But the more and more engagements happening outside the apps, because even the most successful apps have shelf life of 3-4 weeks on your phone, and outside of top 10 apps, I'm talking about, like, I wouldn't count like Waze or like one of those YouTube apps in that same category as the business apps. But so, and Gartner did a study on this. Gartner said by 2025, about 80% of the customer service engagement will happen through text messaging. So now the problem, what we try to solve and what was in front of us is, here is an entire industry which doesn't even use this channel. And at the same time, we ran into this global pandemic. Everybody got sent home and there was a growing problem of accessing doctor's office to begin with. So the video wasn't a very important part of this whole story. And then all the system integration workflow, the regulatory work. So we put all those pieces together and brought out this platform. So we are very optimistic about what we are doing. We have seen some tremendous success with some of the largest companies in the world. They are liking it and we are doing a lot of work around it. And we have a pretty solid roadmap of where we want to take this.
So Technology, the foundation of the technology that the solution is built on, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Right. So we are one of Microsoft's life sciences partners. So we use a lot of Microsoft's technology and Azure Cloud for the backend technology. I mean, it's the best in class. We think Microsoft has really earned their stripes in this area. I mean, it gives you everything you need. But there is another piece which I would like to highlight because you're talking about the backend technology. The stack, and we as a company, we are looking at this as a platform for the global audience, like across all the countries. And as in US, it's much easier for us to text message somebody or call somebody, like because our data plans are designed in that way, right? So that we don't think about it. But as you go in Europe or Asia or some of this country, the channels are different. But the requirements are same. Like I could be communicating with you on a WhatsApp or a Viber or a Line. Like you pick a channel, right? So how does a large enterprise implement a platform which is ubiquitous from the processing perspective, but yet the catering to the customer's need? So our platform does that. Right now we are supporting two channels, but what's on our roadmap is to make it multi-channel, like across any country, any provider.
So what's the market response? It's been a couple of weeks. What are you hearing?
We are getting a lot of positive traction, and there's a lot we are expecting between now and end of the year. So one thing with our business and this industry, the sales cycles are pretty long, and rightfully so, because there are a lot of stakeholders and everybody needs to convince. The other thing is you are putting your company's engagement with your customer on the forefront. So there is a lot of microscopic eyes on this, right? You want to make sure you're checking every box possibly. You know, you are convincing your legal department, you're convincing your compliance, your marketing, sales. So there are IT bringing them all together, but response has been tremendous. And we take a lot of pride in it because it's like when we go into these sales calls and we hear customers say, we wanted to do it, it's just we couldn't put all this together. And you can see it's not something a pharma company would take as in as a project, right? Like build it themselves. So it's been a very good time from that perspective.
Well, I know you're awfully busy, but do you have further plans for this year for Zing?
And for right. So we do have, I wish I can use the name, but I think you will get, we do have a plan to expand this for a couple more channels before end of the year. And we are in our build phase right now. One of the other thing which we are doing is very interesting. We are providing video as a service to deploy on any website, any digital media. So what we will do is you will get the same level of end-to-end interaction, but with a click of a button, we'll give you a simple four line of code. Your developer can just put it somewhere. And that button becomes your video widget, which can be invoked from anywhere. So not that I don't like 800 number, but 800 numbers like make life complicated. The idea is to give the customers the experience they want. One of the other thing which is also blended into this is online offline interaction. So how to seamlessly transition when somebody's available with a live agent versus somebody auto response and not let customer feel the difference. When you are doing one-on-one interaction, it's very difficult. Like we have all seen interactions where you're communicating with bot and then bot will at some point say, okay, I'm going to send you to somebody. But that's not what we are talking about. Let's take an example. You are a pharma rep for New York as a territory. You had to attend an offsite meeting for 2 days, but you have about 150, 200 doctors, which you are responsible for in your area. They know Doug Green, they don't know Bob, and they want to communicate. So making that experience as seamless as possible. And when you come back to your office, you just toggle switch and you're back online. And you're communicating. So that sophistication is as much a part of the story as the technology itself.
You know, and as we close out our podcast today, I also noticed that last year you made an announcement on a product called Sweetens.
Yes, Doug, actually, that I'm glad you asked about that question. So one thing, us as a company, what we look at ourselves as the last mile of digital transformation. And one of the challenges with large enterprise transformation is not having that physical to digital engagement more, right? Unless you log into the computer or phone. Yes, we have all the robotic automation and all the processes which can carry on from point forward. But look at some of the scenarios where logging into computer or phone is not an option. So we designed our own hardware. It's an IoT device. It runs on either Wi-Fi or a LTM cellular SIM card. It has pre-built four buttons which are customized to Workstream. It comes with its own SaaS platform. So one of our most popular use case there is the scientists who are inventing drugs when they're working in the labs. They need supplies or they need some sort of service or assistance. They are in this highly sterile, closed environment. All they have to do is just press a button and the downstream workflows take place and you get what you get. Also, if you know anything about these labs, these facilities are huge, humongous, like three building wides, four building wides. And it could take a lot of time for somebody to just go back and forth and get something if they. Our hope is any interaction, which it's an easy button kind of a concept, you can personalize it a work stream, whether it's a reordering. One of our customer brought up as a use case, they supply the industrial equipment worldwide. And when they deploy, they want like the button to be there so that somebody can press a button and they don't have to go through Rolodex of cards saying, call your local distributor, then call your 800 number, then go on so forth. And the service is available to you instantly. So that product, it's a hardware software combination, unlike Zing. So we designed our own IoT hardware for that.
Well, Anupam, I want to thank you for joining me today. This has been very interesting, specifically interesting because we rarely hear really about a purpose-built set of products, suite of products for the very important healthcare sector. Where can we learn more about P360?
First of all, thank you for having me, Doug. It has been a pleasure. And if you are looking for more information, please go to p360.com. It's a very simple website. P as in Peter, 360, p360.com.
Well, I'm looking forward to having another one of these podcasts in maybe a couple of months, hearing an update on what's going on. But for now, thanks very much.
I look forward to it, Doug. Have a good one.
This podcast was sponsored by Linode. Accelerate innovation with simple, affordable, and accessible Linux solutions and services. See why developers around the world trust Linode. Try it free today at linode.com.